The following shir has been presented by Rav David Cohen, Safra Dedaina at Beis Din Meisharim, Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin Daf Dalin. We have seen already that a person, three people who are hedyotos, are allowed to dan dini mominis, as the Mishnah says, dini mominis v'shloisha. Let us look, therefore, on the situations that come up when a person receives a hazmana from a bezdin, and as far as how he should be responding to such a hazmana, and what the force, enforceability of such a hazmana is. The Gemara on Daf Dalet Amud Beis at the bottom says, Tanu Rabbanan Dini Mamnes Bishloisha, Vim Hayu Mumcha L'Rabim Don Afilu Yechidi. Dini Mamnes is with three people, which means three Hedyotos, as was already elaborated on. Vim Hayu Mumcha L'Rabim, if the person is a Dayim Mumcha, then Don Afilu Yechidi. What we find over here, Taisva says, Don Afilu Yechidi, a Mumcha L'Rabim has the right to Don Afilu Yechidi. The Taisa says, V'yachol lochuf es ha'odem bal karchai. The dying yachid has the right, a yachid mumcha has the right to be kaifa a person, to force a person against his will to come to a din Torah. Taisa elaborates that this must be the ibe de kable ilave, if it's talking about that the two parties are willingly coming to accept the authority of the dying yachid who is a mumcha. For that, we do not need to have a chiddush of the Gemara to say yachid im hayim mumcha l'rabim dan afilu yechidi. If two people are willing to accept, then that goes without saying that they're allowed to come, and therefore it must mean, Taisus explains, that the halacha here is coming to tell us that a yachid who is a mumcha is authorized to even be dan bal karchei of a person, which is to say he can force a person to come by sending a hazmana, and with a lack of a response, he can take sanctions against the person to force the person to come. Taisus explains, Mikan, from here we see, the Stam Gimel, that if you have Gimel Het Yoytois, also, Yechaylin Laden Esa Adam Al Karchei, they also have the right to don a person against his will, Kisha Einarot Zalavoy LeBezdin, if he does not want to come to Bezdin, because Gimel is in the place of a Yachin Mumcha. And just like a Yachin Mumcha, Taisus deduced, must be that he's able to dan afilu bal karchai of a person, even against the will of a person, he can be forced to come to a din Torah. So too, the halacha is that gimel hedyotos, to some extent, have the right, even bal karchai, to force a person to come to a din Torah. The force that is typically used to make a person come to a din Torah is the factor that the bezdin would be sanctioned to give a shamta, to put a nidui on a person who is in refusal to come to Beis Din. Now that's not to say that they have to necessarily be mekabel, the dayanim that sent the hazmana, since it's gimel hedyotos. If these gimel hedyotos were not kavua by the ear, if they were not set by the city in its entirety to be kavua them as the dayanim, rather they set themselves up to be three dayanim hedyotos. So it is the right of a person to respond and to say, I do not wish to accept the authority of these three dayanim. I would prefer to go to a different place. But lacking such a response, if a person is not ready to give a response that he's ready to accept the authority of a bezdin, at that point he is considered to be a mesar v'lo v'ladin, and the sanctions that can be taken against him is a shamta. The Shulchan Aruch and Simin Shin Lamed Daled list 24 situations where a person is right to be put b'shamta, and one of the situations that a person is right to be put into shamta is a person who is a mesar v'lo v'ladin. The Gemara in Baba Kama says that Amar Rav Chisda Koyvin Zman Sheni v'Chamishi v'Sheni. We put a time of Sheni, which is Yom Sheni, Yom Hei, Yom Hei, Yom Beis, Yom Hei, and Yom Beis. In those days, it was common that the Batei Dinim would sit down for Dinei Torah on Mondays and Thursdays, which were the days that there were Kriyas HaTorah. And so Koyvin Zman Sheni v'Chamishi v'Sheni. Zimna basar zimna, and the next day they would write a shamta if the person did not come. There was a case, so because of this, people have the misconception that one need not reply to a first hazmana, and that they can wait till third hazmana. But this is a mistake, and we'll see why. The Gemara in Baba Kama in Kuf Yud Gimel says further that there was a case where Hahi Itza, there was an Isha, the Azmina Ladina Bipanya, she was summoned to come to Bezdin in the morning. But Safra, Ksivala Psicha, already in the evening, they already wrote a Shamta. So the Gemara says, Amalei Lo Yisovel Amar Lohod Am Rav Chizda, do you not hold of what Rav Chizda says, Koyvin Zman Sheni V'chamisha V'sheni, and that only after three times that the person did not come to Bezdin, do you write a Shamta? Amalei, so he answered him, Hani Mili Gavra Da Onis, this is only a person who is an Oynis, V'lesa B'mata, who is not in the city. Aval Itza, but an Isha, Kivin De Isa B'mata, since she is around in the city, and she has no excuse not to come, V'lo Yasyom, so then such a person, even after one hazmana, is already considered to be a Masarav Lava Ladin. What we see from this Gemara is that the concept of not listening to come to even one hazmana is in of itself already a grounds to be able to be deserving to be put Bishamta Novas, except the fact is that there are cases that a person is busy and cannot come, for example, if he does not live in the city. If somebody lives in the city and he has no excuse not to come, then even after one time, the Bezin is authorized to put a Shamta. In Lahalacha, this is the way the Mechaber Paskins in Simin Yud Aleph. Katzin Mazminim Baldin Ledin. How do we summon a person to come to Bezdin? Sholchan Loi Bezdin Shlucham. The Bezdin sends the Shliach Sheyovel Yom HaMizumin, that he should come on the day that he was supposed to come. Ledin Loi Ba, if he does not come, Mazminin I say Pam Shenis, we send the second Hazmana. Loi Ba, if he still did not come, Mazminin I say Pam Shlishis, we send the third Hazmana. Loi Ba, if he still did not come, Amtinin Loi Kol Hayoim, we wait the day. Loi Bo, if he still did not come, Minadin Oiselo Macharosoi, then on the following day, the Bezin would already put a Shamta. But then the Mechaber continues, based on the Gemara and Baba Kama, Bamedvar Mamurim, but when is this so? Bimisha Hoya Bikfarim, if somebody lives in the outlying areas, V'yoytze V'nichnes, where he's a Yoytze V'nichnes, he's not always around. Avomi Shehu Motze Be'ir, but if a person is around in the city, Ein Koyvin Loizman Elo Pamachas, then we are not going to set a date except one time. V'im Loi Bo, if he refuses to come on that day, so what we see from the Mechaber here is that there is no excuse not to respond even to a first hazmana. A person is mechuyev to respond. The Rama explains that even in the case where a person is not necessarily able to come on the hazmana, the Rama says, Mishalo Yuchalova Lebezin, if a person is not able to come to Bezin, Kitzorch Lelech Lemerchokin, because he has to go elsewhere, or if he has other excuses, Yesh Lohidia Lebezin, then it is his obligation to notify the Bezin, Velosim His Natslusoi, and to give his excuse, Ulevakesh Manacher, and to request the Nuzman. Ve'im Loy Osa, and if he does not do that, then we put a nidui afal pishalohayi yachalova, even though he could not come, and even though there was an excuse as to why he was not coming to Bezdin, but the fact that he did not acknowledge and answer and respond to the Bezdin why he's not coming, and the Rama clearly says that he has to give his natzlus. It's not enough just to say I cannot come; he has to give his natzlus to the Bezdin and to request a time to come accordingly. The Bezdin, of course, if there is a valid excuse, will allow him some type of a leeway. Very often what a Bezin will do, if a person is asking for an extended period of time, the Bezin would still want to see that the person is ready to accept the authority of the Bezin, and they would ask the person to sign Shtar Berurin already at that point of time, and then to give him the amount of time that he is necessary to have. We find a similar concept when it comes to two people who are not in agreement as to who the Bezin is going to be, and they're going to have what's called a Zablo, an ad hoc Bezin. So in such a case, the Rama says in Simen Yudalid that even though a person may not be able to come right away, but still it is his obligation already to accept the Bezin and to already make the Shtar Bayrus right away. the Rama says that a person who is not able to ki ein lanu achshav bezen hagadol lebeis avad v'lochein lo yuchel l'tchoisa avol yuchel l'tchoisa shalolida nimoy ad yom hashlishi, a person is able to push off not to die until the third day miyad yivaru dayonim, but immediately they should be mivar the dayonim. And the way that you make this bayrus is by signing a shtar bayrus in advance that this is where we're going to be going, and at that point of time he is showing that he is willing to accept the authority of a Beis Din. And since he's ready to accept the authority of the Beis Din, accept that there is a reason, a valid excuse, why he cannot come in such a situation, the Beis Din would grant him that time after he shows that he's ready to be mekabel the authority of the Beis Din. But what we see again from Simon Yud Aleph is that a person is mechuyev to respond even after one hazmana. It's lamaisa, the tumim, and that is the minig in most cases, is the Beis Din is not going to take action even after just one hazmana. They would still wait for three hazmanas in most instances. Even if a person is bi'ir, and even if a person is motzi, and even though it is the person's obligation to respond to the Beis Din immediately, but to take this sanction of being kaifa and to issue a shamta, the Tumim says that the Beis Din will rarely do such a thing after one hazmana, and so therefore it became the minig of Bate Dinim that they will not issue a shamta after one time not coming to a din Torah. So even though it is not an excuse to not respond to a first hazmana, but afal pikein, the Beis Din will not necessarily take sanctions against that person after one hazmana. One other thing to discuss, often a person who receives a hazmana, he does not know what the content and what the purpose of why he needs to come to Beis Din. So very often the person will want to know what the details of the case are. And Simon Yud Aleph the Shach brings down there's a day of the Be'er Sheva who holds that a person is not entitled to know anything at all as far as what the content of the Din Torah is going to be about. If he receives a hazmana, it's his achrayis to come. The Shach himself disagrees and says that even though a person is not entitled to know what the arguments will be and as far as why the person feels he's correct or not correct, but a person, according to the Shach, has the right to know that what the amount of the claim is going to be and what the amount of the hazmana, what this person is looking to bring him to Beis Din for. The reason, very simple, the Shach says, is because a person is entitled to be able to make a decision in advance that he should know that I would like to be able to satisfy this obligation without coming to Beis Din. Why do I have to go to Beis Din if I'm ready to do what the person says he's going to do? So even though it's often the person is quite aware exactly what the dispute is, it's always the right of the person to respond to a hazmana if the hazmana does not have in it the amount of what the claim is, and the Beis Din is not mechuyev to put that into the hazmana. However, the Shach says that if a person does ask for the amount of a hazmana to know what it is that the person is claiming against him, that it is his right to be able to have that information to the extent that in the event that he wants to satisfy the obligation without coming to Beis Din. Again, he is not entitled to know the details of why it is that the person is entitled to what he is seeking. We can assume usually that two people are going to know what and why they're having a disagreement and a dispute. But even so, if the person does ask and would like to know what is the reason of why I'm being called to Beis Din, he is entitled to know the amount of the claim. But more than that, the Shach holds that he is not entitled to know.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.